Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release four bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. One person has died after a snowmobile crash in Vilas County. According to an article published by WAOW, the call came in just before 5 p.m. on Saturday, saying a snowmobiler hit a tree along a curve on Trail 15 near Sweet Fern Lane in the township of St. Germain. First responders worked to save the life of the snowmobiler, but they were pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. The person hasn't been identified, and the accident is still under investigation. Saturday, February 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a breakfast at South Fork Bar and Grill. Adults are $12, children 4 to 10 are $5, and children under 4 are free. There will be bucket raffles beginning at 9 a.m. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, February 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., at South Fork Bar and Grill. The 27th member of the Packers Fan Hall of Fame was announced last Monday. Lisa Hale has details.
After over 70,000 votes were cast worldwide, the late John Brosik of Pound, Wisconsin, was named the 27th member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame out of a field of 10 finalists Monday. Brosik passed away on December 28, 2024, shortly after being named a Fan Hall of Fame finalist. He was so proud of the honor, he asked his family to include the exciting news in his obituary. Dedicated and passionate, Brosik became a Packers season ticket holder back in 1962, and for more than 60 years, he attended every game included in his ticket package at Lambeau Field. He and his wife also watched the Packers play at 29 different NFL stadiums. In an excerpt from the nomination essay, his family wrote of his battle with cancer, saying, "Unfortunately, Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in June 2024. When asked what goals he'd like to set, the first goal was to attend the 2024 home opener so he wouldn't break his streak and could start year number 60. They made that happen. Brosig's name will now be permanently enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection looking for high school students interested in being the next class of Wisconsin Agricultural Youth Council members. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. High school juniors can apply now through March 31st to be a part of the 12-person council. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says this is something that was devised during the pandemic to keep young people engaged in where their food comes from.
We have great connection with what we now call our alumni, people who have done this in previous years, and they say it's been a great experience. They've learned a lot. It's helped them focus on what their career might be. The people that we're working with are obviously very busy, but they're also very driven, and they're really focused on what's important to them, and they're engaged in they're very engaged in what that future looks like. So, you know, we get as much out of it as they do, I think, because we get to learn what they need, what interests them, what part of the world of agriculture is there going to be their focus. And so we get to help kind of craft how we as a state agency can help them with that.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, they're looking for 15 members of the next generation Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Romanski says that those high school juniors can apply now through March 31st. Just go to agyouthcouncil.wi.gov.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Do you have a favorite burger spot? Well, the Wisconsin Beef Council wants to know about it. They've launched their second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest, looking for the state's most delectable 100% beef burger. They're trying to celebrate those Wisconsin restaurants that craft memorable burger experience. From now through March 21st, you can nominate your favorite beef burger from anywhere in Wisconsin. Go to beeftips.com and submit today. That's literally a look at food news on a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. A few sprinkles are possible today, otherwise partly sunny and 45. We'll have strong west winds. Tonight, a sprinkle or flurry, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 27. Partly sunny, upper 30s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, chance of snow, 42.
It's 39 at our studios.
98Q Country.
All right. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country studios. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy 40 degrees. It's hot out there. It's Bring the thin jacket, folks. It's going to be a beautiful day in the Northwoods for everybody but those who hope the trails would last through this entire week. That said, it's supposed to get cold later in the week, and the base will stay frozen. It doesn't look like we're not getting up into the 50s, so the ground will stay frozen. Hopefully, if we get a few more inches of snow, we'll be able to revisit the magic we had over this weekend. Snowmobilers everywhere. Hopefully, you had a fun and safe weekend. We'll get to it with Hits and Classics, covering for Joel today because he lost his voice. We're hoping he'll be back for us tomorrow to make fun of him for doing that. It's like, Joel, you have one job. You gotta keep that, like, we gotta talk about tea and honey, Joel. We gotta talk about Earl Grey and a little bit of honey, a little bit of lemon, what it can do for the vocal cords. I'll be hanging out with you today until 10. Nothing too serious planned except for a whole bunch of country music. We'll take a look at the news in a little bit. Nothing too serious. It looks like the news is actually not trying to bite me back today. So we'll enjoy that, and we'll get some let's get some Travis Tritt going here. I'll check in with you in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, as I get a little bit more acclimated on the day, this 24th of February, out of beautiful Park Falls, 98Q Country. Here's Travis Tritt with Take It Easy, Chris Young, Keith Urban, maybe even some Lainey Wilson coming up next.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Friday, got some Tennessee in my whiskey. Raise a cup of baby with me. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie. Got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cranks it up, you can't help but listen. My upbringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me, I was raised on country. The only reason that I survived every breakup and every party is the soundtrack to my life. It runs deep in my DNA. I was raised on Merle, raised on Willie. Got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. If someone cranks it up, you can't help but listen.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Come on.
The killer mother-daughter combo, Winona, Naomi, the Judds, Why Not Me, 4x4 by You from Lainey Wilson before that one. Take a quick peek here at the news before we drop bottom of the hour news with ABC News and Civic Media News for a more regional look. Let's take a look here. The Pope remains in critical condition. Looks like double pneumonia and mild renal insufficiency. Renal, of course, referring to kidneys, but renal insufficiency can kind of cover a few things for a few reasons. Admitted to the hospital on February 14th, he's 88 years old, had difficulty breathing, required oxygen therapy, and a blood transfusion. Condition remains critical, but he presented no further respiratory crisis and has remained alert, participating in Holy Mass with caregivers. Blood tests revealed mild kidney issues under control at the time. Still described the situation by NBC News as very serious. His health has fluctuated in recent years after surgeries and respiratory illnesses, with doctors cautioning that his condition could change daily. He'll remain in the hospital until he regains full strength. Let's see. President Trump has appointed conservative podcast host Dan Bongino as FBI deputy director. This is not one that has to be confirmed by Senate confirmation or anything like that. Actually, described in this news story as one appointed by Cash Patel, but of course working directly alongside the president, as is pretty clear. The cabinet picks, they're basically working as a single unit. Trump praised Bongino as a man of incredible love and passion for our country, adding that his appointment is great news for law enforcement and American justice. I kind of have to have a chuckle at this, because the first report I saw was that President Trump appointed a podcast host as this critical FBI position. And of course, that headline leaves out that Dan Bongino is a former law enforcement officer and I believe a former serving member in the military. Like he seems pretty in line with the role that he's appointed for. But yeah, that first headline boiled it down a little bit. He's a podcast host. Of course, in a country with over 300 million citizens, we somehow have, hold on, before I do this, I have to get the Joel button ready. We've got 300 million people in the country, but we somehow have 400 million podcasts. Yeah. That's the route I'm going to go with that one. He's not going to make a political joke. That's not what I'm here for, but, I will make a podcast joke. There are too many podcasts and my name is on a few of them. I'm aware I bear responsibility here. Diddy's defense attorney has withdrawn. His attorney, Anthony Rico, officially withdraws from the defense team on Friday, submitted a filing that he could no longer effectively defend his now former client. Sources say it came down to a difference of opinion on how to address the sex trafficking allegations that Diddy is seeing in court. Rico reportedly became frustrated when he felt unable to speak directly to Diddy. Just what is the lawyer even has to go through Diddy's bodyguard? Oh no, wrong button. No, there we go. There we go. But now, because of the goofball, I can hit that. But yeah, Diddy is attorneys are dropping. Lead counsel Mark Agnifilo and Tony Garrigo say this change in personnel won't have any measurable impact on their strategy, odds, or ability to start the trial on time. Reading between the lines, they're basically saying, yeah, we're still doomed. Let's see here. All right, cool. It is kind of exhilarating. I know when you hear a lot of those rim shots, don't blame Joel. It is quite a good feeling. It feels like I'm not alone in a padded room. The walls are carpeted, but it's fair to say I'm alone in a padded room right now here on WCQM. What else do we have in the news? Joy Reid has canceled her show, MSNBC. Oh no. MSNBC has canceled Joy Reid's show. I'm guessing Joy wasn't the one who made the call, especially given that phrasing. Somehow a news item that Pamela Anderson showed up at the SAG Awards without makeup. Cool. I mean, excellent. I hope that becomes less of a news story, because I mean, yeah, why should she feel pressured to wear makeup? She's richer than any of us will ever be. She doesn't have to work another day in her life. I hope she is doing everything she can to enjoy life. I know she had a documentary recently where she talked about how difficult the lifestyle was and everything, and I don't even want to pretend I know enough about that documentary to speak on it, but one of the things that was a news item at that time was that she didn't wear makeup for like that whole documentary, and it's like, no, she's clearly very comfortable. That should be a normal thing, I think. I don't think that's a controversial opinion. That's if a woman doesn't want to wear makeup, excellent. That should be all right. Next thing. Speaking of next thing, German election. Projections put leader Friedrich Merz's center-right party in the lead. Of course, what center-right in Europe is not quite necessarily what center-right in the U.S., so I'm kind of wondering. There's actually a name for that, because each country, each region, each, well, like in Europe's case, it's kind of a continental thing, but there's a name. It's a window for where exactly what's left in your country might be quite right in another country, for example. I'm wondering if this is, given how this is spelled, it's center-right, C-E-N-T-R-E. So I'm thinking it's like European right-ish, which is kind of left of our right. Believe me, the only thing that politics is guaranteed to be is confusing. Finally, the Eagles, the Super Bowl champions, have reportedly turned down an invitation to the White House. I don't know if that's happened before or what other reasoning might have been given behind it. That's all I have here is the headline. I'll have to do a little bit of digging into this exactly to see what other news might have been shared about that. Not hard to guess, given that it's the White House, so politics are probably involved. But as is the best phrase, the most honest phrase that I think many of us, myself especially, should lead with when it comes to politics. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I'd have to do a lot of Googling to tell you. But I do have a bottom of the hour news update right now. We've got bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports. I'll have a local sports update coming up for you after a few more country songs, which itself will come after another check of the weather. Hot, H-O-T, spoiler alert on the weather, there is no snow on the roof of the shed next to the 98Q Country Station building. I'm guessing a lot of buildings in your area, if they have anything, have icicles along the bottom edge that will be gone likely by mid-morning today. It is a beautiful day. I do believe it's supposed to get a little cooler later this week. Check out a weather update coming pretty much right now here on WCQM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. A new scoreboard is set to be installed for Park Falls. According to an article from WJFW, this past year, the Shawamigan football team played their whole season without a working scoreboard. After 25 years, it stopped working in the middle of the season. And to adapt, the school had managers keep track using a whiteboard and trying their best to display it to the crowd. With the softball scoreboard suffering the same issues, at certain times it would just stop displaying the score. Both the school district and the city of Park Falls have been fundraising for new scoreboards. And money for the softball field scoreboard has been raised, with the board expected to be installed in the spring. As for the football field, $8,000 has been raised so far, with about $5,000 still needed. March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., and March 2nd at 1 p.m., Price Ice Figure Skating proudly presents Heroes vs. Villains on Ice. Advance tickets are $6, and you can get those advance tickets by calling or texting 715-661-1972, or you can purchase through the skaters. Tickets at the door are $7, and kids 3 and under are free. Once again, this is taking place March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m.
and March 2nd at 1 p.m. over at the Price Ice Arena here in Park Falls. A time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to 5th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In local sports action, boys basketball from Friday saw Athens taking the win over Shawamigan 72-51. Phillips got the win over Abbotsford, though, 79-60. Barron 87 over Ashlands 78. Mellon 87 over Mercer 20. Bayfield got the hundo 100 to Butternuts 47. Lake Holcomb 97 to Winter 62. Rib Lake over Prentice 59-54 in a closer battle, and Medford 80 over Tomahawk 36. Girls basketball: Mercer 42 had Mellon 41 and Winter 51 over Lake Holcomb 40. Wrestling: we had a sectional wrestling competition. If the wrestlers finished third place or better, they qualify for state in Madison this weekend. That includes Gregory Morgan from Shawamigan in the 175 class, placed second and scored 16 team points. Nice job, Gregory Morgan. And in Phillips, in the 144 weight class, J.J. Adamitis placed second, scored 14 team points. They both placed high enough to qualify for state competition this weekend. And I believe I saw, forgive me, I printed this on front and back, which I hate printing front and back because I get lost. I have the orienteering skills of a... they're bad. I'm bad with maps. I'm really bad with maps. There it is. Okay, so we have Tyrone Moore of Lakeland placed fourth in the 285 category. Other than that, I don't see other wrestlers placing, but no shortage of effort from local teams in wrestling action over the weekend. We've actually got local sports here on 98Q Country. Tonight, it'll be boys basketball, Rib Lake at Shawamigan, right on Trail Mix at 7:15. That'll be... at the same time as boys Prentice at Phillips, which will be here on 98Q, both of them at 7:15. So tonight, basketball action here on WCQM, Prentice at Phillips at 7:15, and over on our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, that's Rib Lake at Shawamigan, both tip-offs at 7:15. Let's get you a look at the weather coming up next from the Civic Media Weather Team.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. And she's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Workdays can be unpredictable.
but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. A few sprinkles are possible today, otherwise partly sunny and 45. We'll have strong west winds. Tonight, a sprinkle or flurry, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 27. Partly sunny, upper 30s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, chance of snow, 42.
It's 39 at our studios.
98Q Country.
39 degrees on this 24th of February. How incredible is that? Let's enjoy it while it lasts. Like we were talking about earlier, the bay should stay frozen. There's still hope for the trails if we can get more snow, so we'll have to keep an eye on it throughout the week. Right now, though, how about some country music? Here's Luke Bryan with Roller Coaster on 98Q Country.
And a flower in her hand that I picked from the side of Thomas Drive on our way to the sand. We found an old wooden chair, still warm from the sun. Pushed it back, gave me a kiss with Bacardi on her lips, and I was done. Side down beside the
country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
We'll have Focus on the Family up here at on 98Q Country in just a little bit. Just a little bit being enough time for Whiskey Girl. Here's Toby Keith.
Though my baby look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between, she only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. Her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo. With a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough.
AQ Country.
One of the challenges that often comes up after a marriage ends is a child's visit to the other parent's home. It's not, well, always easy. For younger children especially, the thought of leaving both the parent and the house that's familiar to them to visit the other parent can be overwhelming. If your child is worried about an upcoming visit, do a little groundwork. Here's a few ideas. First, remember that you're seeing this through the eyes of an adult, not a child. Listen to her and take her feelings seriously. You might think, but it's her mom or it's her dad. Why would she be uncomfortable visiting the other parent? Even if you don't understand it, let her know it's okay that she feels that way. Your child's fears will lessen if you reassure her that what she's feeling is normal. But the opposite is also true. If you pressure her not to feel homesick or afraid, or you disregard her feelings entirely, her worries will actually grow. Along those lines, let the other parent know how your child is feeling. That'll give him or her a chance to keep an eye out and come alongside that child to reassure them. And let your son or daughter know that you're always available if they need to contact you. The unknown and the unfamiliar can be fearful for children, I know, but a few simple steps leading up to a visit with the other parent will help your child relax and feel far more comfortable. To help your child thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
98Q Country.
Get right back into some country music for you. I'll check in with you again after the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, here's Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murph with High Road. You'll hear from John Michael Montgomery, Cole Swindell. Before top of the hour news, weather, and sports, 6:53 on the 24th of February. Get ready, folks. It's a light jacket day out there.
And wants to see your mind only one way you'll drive. And I know, I know, I'm going to take the high road. Something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know, and I'm gonna take the high road.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet.
Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance.
Honey, it'll be alright.
Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight.
So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Came out to have a good time, so what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand. Kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you. My tailgate rocking.
can move in your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping.